Now, we'll come back to your calls on this in just a second, because a lot of you want to have your say on what Assad has said today. But as we await a White House briefing following the dropping of the largest non-nuclear bomb in Afghanistan, let's get more on this from Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. Simon, this is a bolt out of the blue in many ways.
It is indeed, and it's a very clear indication, Ian, that President Donald Trump was serious when he said he was going to take the restraints off the US military in the battle against Islamic State. To bring everybody up to date, the Pentagon has now confirmed that the so-called mother of all bombs, the largest non-nuclear device in the US Department of Defense's arsenal, has been dropped on a target in Afghanistan, we believe in the east of the country, in Nangarhar province, apparently a network of caves and tunnels that were being used by Islamic State fighters. Pentagon officials say that the decision was taken to deploy this particular bomb in order to minimize the risk to coalition forces in Afghanistan, but also in order to maximize the damage to Islamic State. Now, this is known as the MOAB device. That's an acronym that sometimes is used to describe the mother of all bombs, but more technically, it's known as a massive ordnance air blast. It delivers 21,000 pounds of explosive to a target. That's 20 times the amount of explosive every single one of those Tomahawk missiles was using last week when they were deployed against the airbase in Syria. It has an explosive yield equivalent to 11 tons of TNT. So that gives you a sense of the size of this particular device. And the decision to deploy it undoubtedly is a very clear indication that President Trump truly is removing any restraints that he would argue Barack Obama had placed on military commanders in the battle against Islamic State. This is another very dramatic indication by the White House that there is a new sheriff in town here in Washington, D.C., and then that when it comes to the battle against Islamic State, he is going to prioritize that battle, and he is going to let the U.S. military use whatever weapons they have at their disposal in a bid to overcome Islamic extremism.
And do we know how many of these bombs actually exist? Because I don't imagine they're something that you mass manufacture.
Yes, I wouldn't have thought they've got, presumably not. I have to be honest, I don't know how many of them they've got. I know that they deployed them in a test back in 2003. I'm just looking here. In fact, I can now tell you, we believe they've got 15 units of this MOAB bomb.
14 now,
yeah, or possibly 13, depending if they used one in the test or not. So they've got about a dozen of them, let's put it like that. So they've certainly got the opportunity to deploy more of these going forwards. But I think when you look at this development and take it together with President Trump's decision last week very quickly to strike Syria militarily after that use of chemical weapons near Idlib, we were talking about it earlier on the program, the US government dismissing President Assad's denials of responsibility. The US insists that the Syrian forces were responsible for that chemical attack. Over 2 weeks now, you've got two military actions being authorized by President Trump in his role as Commander-in-Chief of American Armed Forces. And this is President Trump sending a very, very clear message to America's enemies, to its challengers, and also to his own supporters, that he was very serious in making good, at least on those particular pledges with regard to the battle against terrorism that he made on the American election campaign trail.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Well,